There's a lot of perspective in there. I can relate a lot of things that I've been through in my life to that song. So whoever chose that, thank you. A lot of you guys know who I am. You guys have been part of my life for a long time. I remember all the prayers, the support, Marilyn telling me about the church that's praying for you, believing in you. That's hope given. And that's, I believe, is what we can do with each other when it comes to hope. We can give each other that. It's the one thing. God gives us grace. Okay? We have a faith. But hope is the one thing that we can share. Okay? I've known some of you longer outside of this church. I've known Steve for many, many years. I used to work with Steve. I was friends with Dwayne, John, and I struggled with Dwayne. You know, I went down some paths with him. And during those times, this is before my incarceration, most of you guys know I was in prison for an extended amount of time, for crimes that I deservedly, you know, I deserve my time. I'll never rationalize that. But inside of those settings, it can be difficult. The settings before incarceration were really difficult. Addiction took my life for years. It was a continuous struggle. I would get some clean time, and then I would relapse. And then I would get some clean time, and then I would relapse. That was like a 15-year struggle for me. Hope wasn't something that kind of existed in those moments. But I always wanted it. You know, I did raise my fist in anger to God. I ran and knocked down doors. Okay? Anger was my root. You know, some people inside of addiction, they're like, well, just stop doing drugs. And I wish I could tell you that's the easy solution. Cause it is. Just quit doing drugs and everything will be okay. I wish it was that simple. It's not. Most addicts suffer with something much deeper. The pickup is the last action. Like I said, my root was anger. And it took me to places and it did things to my soul. All right. Where hope came into my life, I remember I did 18 months in the county and I was still stuck in this anger. You know, I had gotten my sentence. They told me I'm going to go do 8 years minimum, 20 years maximum. But inside that county, I've met Al Huber, Ed Bear, Chaplain Lenny, and Bud Rota. And they were very instrumental in getting that anger out. And right before I went upstate, Bud Rota came to me. He said, I have a scripture for you. So this is my scripture of hope. Okay. It's Psalms 37, 4 through 6. Trust and obey the Lord with all your heart, and he shall give you desires of your heart. Here's the one that gets me though. I will make your vindication shine like the noonday sun. And that's not a self-serving thing to me. I believe Christ transforms us. And people see that. It gives them hope. That sunshine is hope. Okay. That carried me through some times. I'm not saying that my incarceration was, you know, rainbows and unicorns and puppies, because it wasn't. I spent times in the hole setting. I was involved. My first 3 years there, I was involved in things inside of the prison setting that happened, and gambling and selling drugs. I'm just going to be honest here, okay? But all along, I'm seeking something, okay? I went into the hole in October 13th of 2014. I was there for 6 months in solitude. And inside that cell, it was me, God, and everything else. And I couldn't escape it. I couldn't escape it. I'd wake up every morning and see the man in the mirror who hated me. But I had to confront him. I couldn't escape him this time. Okay? And inside of there, I really challenged myself and I said, what am I? Who am I? Is this what I am? Is this my legacy? And Christ said, no. I had the most amazing woman supporting me through my prison sentence. And I miss her dearly, by the way. We all know who I'm talking about. She restored me through humanity and gave me that hope, that unconditional kindness. Hope was given to me. And when that came into my life, it transformed me. Right? You know, when I talked to Pastor Steve this week, he said, you know, faith, grace, and hope, kind of the same thing. Okay. Faith is the belief in something unknown. Like we have faith and we know that God loves us. We believe in that and that we are sanctified and that our salvation and everything, that we are redeemed. Okay. Grace is God's mercy. You know, it's what he gives us. We have his mercy, we have his love, but it's grace that carries us. Okay. Hope is the belief in something greater. Okay. You know, like I said, we go through dark times and we go through some struggles. And I've been home almost 5 years and it has been a struggle. You know, it hasn't been perfection. You know, I left my marriage last June. I did not handle that well. It took me back to places where I once used to be. I ended up in a program, you know, came back, the career that I had worked on, kind of changed. I didn't have the family that I had, you know, and hope was dark. But grace brought me through all of that. But inside of hope, I remember when I relapsed, how angry I became. And then I got to the program. And then I started to remember, you know, that this is not me. This is not what God made my feet for. This is not the walk that I'm supposed to have. But I needed that reminder. I had to grow just a little bit more. I needed to suffer a little bit more. I needed to feel that pain one more time. But grace got me through it. And that hope that we are, that we share amongst each other, is what really kind of brought me back. Okay? You know, I wake up every day now, you know, tired, like some people. But I have this thing inside me that says, no matter what, humanity is real. Okay? Grace is real. Mercy is real. Hope is real. Do I go down the rabbit hole? You heard the rabbit hole story, right? Okay. So, hope is directly tied into me and worth. Okay? I'm going to go down this little rabbit hole with you. It's going to take a couple minutes. This is based not on theology, ideology, philosophy. This is based off of numbers, okay? If you draw a line 1 foot long, you put a dot here, that's our sun. Okay, and then we're this little micro dot called Earth. If you take that micro dot and flick it into the Atlantic Ocean, that's our known universes right now. That's kind of like the spectrum, like the area of space, you could say. That little dot in the Atlantic Ocean. If you take every person on Earth right now, and then you stand them shoulder to shoulder, back to back, they'll fit inside the square mileage of Savannah, Georgia. That's called, you know, the whole suburban area, stuff like that. But you could put all 8 billion of us inside of that area. So imagine how small we are on the micro dot that's already the micro dot, and now we're even the smaller micro dot. Okay? To one in every 10,000, we're one to every 10,000 mammals. Okay? We're like one in 100,000 to like birds. Okay, then we're like one in a million to like fish and sea life. When the number goes to insects, they can't even put it together. Okay? The rarest known things on Earth are these three minerals. Elements. Osmium, iridium, and radium, if I said it right. Okay? Super rare on Earth. Okay? Parts per billion kind of stuff. You know, then we have the, you know, titanium, you know, platinum, gold, diamonds, and all that other stuff that we consider rare. Out in space, it's abundant. Every one of them are abundant. The atmospheric pressures in Saturn are so great that it rains diamonds by the trillions per minute. Okay, there's comets out there just filled with gold. You know, but it's not gold bars, they're not dropping down, don't get no hopes. Okay? There are more objects. Now, I want you to, when I say this, I want you to put this in perspective. There are more objects, known objects, in the universe than there are grains of sand on the Earth. Okay? So what are we? We're the rarest thing known to exist. Everything else that we consider rare outnumbers us. Hope and worth. Okay? Your worth is unbelievable. Who we are, what we were created as, what God made us to be, is hands down the rarest thing known. So I find my worth knowing that I get to be that. I am blessed to be that, and I have hope in that. Thank you very much.
Okay, now it's your turn. Donovan will bring the mic around, I'd like to hear
some verses that I had read in my devotions just a few days before I got the hard news, from Psalm 62, verses 1, 2, and then 5. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him. And then Romans 12:12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer.
Some verses from Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. The Lord Almighty is with us. Be still and know that I am God.
I frequently find comfort and hope in Philippians 4:9. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Philippians 4, verse 8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
For me, it's Romans 15:13. So may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for sharing, Linford. Related to that, you talked about how vast the universe is, and I like all of Psalm 139, but I'm just going to read a portion of it talking about how, in addition to the vast universe God created, how important we are to him. He created each one of us individually as well. So from Psalm 139, starting at 13, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. While I awake, I am still with you."
Isaiah chapter 43. "This is what the Lord says, he who created you, he who formed you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine."
Psalm 121. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. My God does never slumber nor sleep."
John 17. Everyone knows the one right before that. It's the one after that that really gets me. It says, "I have not come here to condemn the world, but to save it." To me, that's always, you know, in society, we seem to do that to each other. And, you know, there's other religious faiths that, you know, that condemnation seems to be a big part of it. But I believe when we're told that we are here to be saved, that is through love.
I find comfort and hope in knowing that God is always with us. This verse is from Deuteronomy 31:8. "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged."
This is a verse that my mom, Jan, sent this morning to share with you all. Psalm 131-5. "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. If you should keep account of our sins, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits for him, and in his word is my hope."
"Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Psalm 46:10-11.
John 3:2-3. "Dear friends, now we are the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is."
Psalms 34:1-10 and 17-20.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be always in my mouth. My soul will glory in the Lord. Let the poor hear and be glad. Glorify, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, delivered me from all my fears. Look to him and be radiant. Your faces may be, are not blushed for shame. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard, and from all his distresses he saved him. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him. He saves them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the stalwart, the loyal participant who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his holy ones. Nothing is lacking to those who fear him. And Psalms 34:17-20 says, the Lord's face is against evildoers to wipe out their memory from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and rescues them from all their afflictions. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, saves those whose spirit is crushed. Many are the troubles of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him from them all.
Sometimes in our lives, things take a different turn than we expect, and it's not what we want. But the verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 is something I want to keep in my heart. No matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ.
I share two verses that were theme verses in a junior high summer Bible school. Titus 3, 5, and 6, and this is the King James Version. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, which he shed on us abundantly through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Psalm 62, 1 and 2 have long been favorites, and part of these were already given. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall never be shaken.
I don't have the exact reference for this, but this sticks in my mind, and it comes to me many times. King James, thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because they trust in thee.
Here are some verses from Isaiah 40. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus.